When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Claudia Jordan, and we are back with TGIF. We're here to spill the tea and break down the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. Now sit back, relax, and get ready for all this hot tea we have for you this evening. Please welcome Al Reynolds. What's up, Al?
Hey, what's going on, Claudia?
I see you suited and booted with your tie, ready to get into some things. And of course, a special guest co-host for the week, Emmy award-winning media personality and artist, T.S. Madison. What's up, Maddie girl?
Hey, Claudia. What's up, babe? How you doing?
I'm good.
What's going on, T.S. Madison?
Hey, Al. Al, this is something about you with that black and white on. It's doing something to me.
Ooh, I hope so.
Now you just quit playing and all this little fake flirting, just go on a real date. Okay, take it from the fake to the real, and the fans are here for it. The soulmates want to see it happen.
I see the soulmates down there telling Al to get up on this. I'm gonna tell you this right here. If you really, really want it,
y'all could be the first romance of Fox Soul history. I think.
Hey.
I don't think anyone else has ever hooked up on this show, so you'd be the first.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Claudia, Al can't handle this, honey.
I'm sure we like.
Don't forget, I'm a red boy from the south now.
Oh, wait a minute now, honey. I do like my pork rinds.
Well, I was going to ask how y'all feeling, but clearly you're feeling very froggy and really good. So, what y'all sipping on tonight? What we drinking tonight, Al?
I'm doing a screwdriver tonight, a little basic orange juice with some vodka.
Okay, and Maddie.
Wait a minute, Al, you doing a screwdriver?
I'm doing a screwdriver, man.
Baby, I'm the screwdriver.
I only got one more night with you. Dang on it.
It's okay. We're going to make it last forever.
Maybe not.
I'm having some Stella Rosa Black because it's Black History Month and I'm black like that.
Okay, well, I'm out of liquor right now, so I'm gonna have to get some for tomorrow. But anyways, let's get into the show. The District Attorney of Fulton County, Georgia, Fannie Willis, is not holding back after taking the stand today to testify against allegations surrounding an alleged affair with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Check this out.
No, look, I object to you getting records. You've been intrusive into people's personal lives. You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial.
That part. What are your thoughts on her remarks? And do you think this is a fair trial? Maddie, she's down there with you in Georgia. What do you think?
Baby, let me tell you something. If standing on business was a woman, honey, it would be Fannie Willis, sweetie. Listen, I love the way that she's walked in there, honey, and let it be known that I'm not on trial here. Who was on trial was y'all for stealing the attempting to steal the election, honey. And now you trying to turn this all around on me? No, we'll see how that works. I love a strong black woman who knows her business and who stands on business. Go ahead, Fannie. Go ahead.
All right, Al, what are your thoughts?
You know, I do too, Madison. But I'll tell you what, these Trump people are committed to taking this woman down one way or another. And it's very interesting what the strategy is here. The strategy is here to get her removed because her being a part of the case is causing too much confusion. And unfortunately, they've done a good job because we're at the point now where they feel like that there is smoke, where that there is fire, where there is smoke, even though we know it is ridiculous. Even though we know they're using her as an example, I really do want her to really think long and hard about this exposure affecting the American people's ability, not hers. We got to take our ego out because you can tell if you watch this, she's very upset and she has a right to be, but she may have to step aside as long as we are able to still try and convict President Trump. I mean, our former President Trump, we got to keep that always in our focus. So anything that's creating a distraction to getting that done, unfortunately, we have to move them aside and keep our eye on the prize, which is keeping this man out of the White House by getting him convicted.
Yes, God.
You know, I hate this for her because this was the strongest of all the cases against him. This is a cut and dry case. It's on audio. We have evidence. It's pretty much a cut and dry case. But now we're getting away from that. And it's becoming more and more about their alleged or their relationship. And she is not the one that's supposed to be on trial. This is about a man that did really attempt to steal the election, and he's never been held accountable for it. And you know what? Trump has a history of going extra hard when it's a black woman that has, look at Letitia James in New York, goes for her throat every single chance he gets. Fannie as well. I mean, this is what he does. He attacks. And something about him, a woman, first of all, and a black woman, he's going to go extra hard, and so are his people. Now, unfortunately for her, she does have a part to play in this, which I hope it doesn't damage her too much, because she has had and has a very strong case. This case is the one that they are the most worried about. That's why they're doing this. Brandon Brown.
Now, Claudia, really quickly, she is allowed to hand the case off, right? Her office is still allowed to prosecute, correct?
Yeah.
All right, because they may disqualify her, but the office is still allowed to prosecute the former President Trump.
Brandon Brown said, glad that she stood her ground and is not trying to let them see a bead of sweat. And Hot Commodity 77 said, yeah, this trial's crazy. And she kind of was stuttering in her responses, but I hope they leave her alone. Trump is trash and trying to spin the narrative. And Arnold Norfleet said, maybe not on trial, but definitely a code of ethics issue. Yep. Okay. All right. We'll keep y'all posted on that one. I'm sure it is not over. Meek Mill is cutting ties with his artist, Bori, who was signed to his Dream Chasers label. Shocking home video surveillance footage was leaked by Bori's girlfriend, allegedly displaying abuse and threats. Take a look.
Jenny, I would literally get you killed. For real. In real.
Meek Mill took to Twitter and posted, Bori is not a dream chaser. He has a mental problem. We cutting ties. All right, did Meek Mill make the right decision to drop Bori, Al?
Absolutely. And we're very proud of Meek Mill for making this decision and watching this, given the current environment that we're in with hip hop record executives and all of these abuse and domestic abuse, sexual abuse allegations floating around. I think he absolutely did the right thing, and we should commend him for that. But the only thing I wish Meek Mill would have done, given the history of hip hop and rappers and domestic violence, I wish that when he tweeted this, he would have stood in solidarity with domestic violence victims and talked more about him supporting them. And that was the reason why he made this decision. I was a little bit disappointed that he didn't do that because he just went on to talk about dream chasers. But other than this, thumbs up to Meek Mills. And I'm glad as a black man, you're speaking in this space saying that domestic violence is not okay.
Maddie, what do you think?
Well, the reason why he didn't stand with the domestic violence situation is because he took that motorcycle and ran it through Nicki Minaj's house when they had fell out. So, I mean, he only did that to save his face. You know, his artist was carrying on, and he was like, let me cut this off before this gets bad for me, and I can't get that $250,000 that I charge for a verse that I wasn't getting anyway. But, you know, kudos to him for cutting it off.
You know,
what is it he saying again?
I used to pray for times like this to rhyme like this so I could. Y'all ain't gonna get me again. That's a hit. That's my song, yo. That is my song.
You looking for it.
I'm looking forward. I'm still.
Hey, Meek Mill, with his past, I guess it is a step in the right direction, because nowadays people just let it fly. And if they like someone, they just support them no matter what and blindly. So I will say kudos to that. But yeah, Meek, you can't do any kind of domestic violence or assault or anything. Any rumors about it, you can't go anywhere near it, or you will look like a big old hypocrite. So I hope you stay in this lane and stay in this light, because that is a step in the right direction, especially with how misogynistic hip hop is. Nyla Jones says, it's sad that we are not used to men calling out other men. That's true. Great job, Meek Mill. And Lady T said, he can't speak against domestic violence because isn't that the reason why Nicki left his ass Because he is from the Slap-A-Ho tribe. Damn, really?
I told you. And he took that motorcycle and ran that motorcycle all up and through that woman's living room like that. Y'all
better know. Are you for real? Is that really what happened?
Google.
Oh, okay. That's what you heard.
Okay, I'm not mad. All right.
I know.
Hey, do you remember the race scandal with Rachel Dolezal, the woman who pretended to be Black, even though she was born from white parents? Remember that? It was all over the internet. Well, she was recently fired from a job as a teacher after they discovered her explicit OnlyFans account. Now, Rachel, who goes by the name Nkache Diallo, now says it's been hard to find work since the scandal is out. Teachers are underpaid. But should OnlyFans creators who post explicit content be allowed to teach children? Maddie, what do you think?
Well, let's just put it like this. Now she's really having the Black experience, honey. She's been ostracized for being Black. So yeah. She gets a taste of it since she wanted to be Black so bad. Now, yes, I do think that in the schools, I think that, yes, we know teachers are underpaid, right? But there are other things that you can do on OnlyFans. You can sell your toes. You got pretty feet. You can find other ways to make OnlyFans really work for you. She should just quit teaching altogether and just make her million on OnlyFans. Do you know how many men love intermix and intermixed women? You know how much money I made being intermixed?
And she's not even mixed. She's just the white woman that says she's Black and we bought it.
Right. No, we didn't buy it, but right.
She was working with the NAACP, right? Wasn't she?
Yeah. Mm. The same NAACP that told Whitney Houston she wasn't Black.
Mm. Al, what do you think about this? Being an educator, what do you think?
You know, I actually think it's okay. I think this is a question of your First Amendment versus your professional responsibilities. Although people can argue that this is, you know, a violation of her First Amendment, you can't argue that it is a violation of her personal responsibilities. You hold a certain level of respect and honor and integrity as a professional teacher, and you being on OnlyFans showing your rooted to your tutor just kind of deflates that and it corrupts that. So I totally get it. And to be honest, a lot of school districts are starting to follow suit because in the last 2 years, over 100 teachers have been terminated because of their OnlyFans page. So I do feel this though. I feel like if we paid our teachers what they were worth, they would not have to go out and pander on OnlyFans. And I feel like this also, like T.S. Madison said, maybe you should focus your attention on something that's a little bit more lucrative, which is OnlyFans, than slaving it out in the classroom because you know that it's minimal pay. But then again, I thought about it. A lot of people use teaching for their other benefits, like health insurance, 401k, you know, those types of things are things that you can't get if you just are only on OnlyFans. But if you're going to try it, be prepared to lose your job if you are a teacher in the United States.
Paige said she knew teachers were under.
I'm sorry, Claudia. I don't mean to do that. I want to know who's finding the teachers on there. Is it the students? Or is it other teachers?
Most of the time it's not the students, honestly. Most of the time it's somebody, you know, just being a whistleblower and wanting the teacher to get in trouble or leaking it to a parent of a student or leaking it that way. Most of the time it's not. It's clearly because if the school board had done their background check and had Googled them and did OnlyFans and Googled them, it would have been exposed anyway, right? If they used their real name. So I think it's a third party. I think it's a whistleblower of some sorts.
Oh.
All right, coming up next, Miss Netta and Charles clap back at Tasha K. And later, we're covering some sad news about Kansas City. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We Welcome back to TGIF. Friends of the show, Miss Netta and Charles, are clapping back at Tasha K after she claimed she was going to leak the results of their new cosmetic surgery makeover. The couple took to Instagram and said, Tasha K wants some clout off of us. We might even give her a few dollars since she owes everybody and their mama. Will Tasha K ever learn? Or what do you think about this? You think this would be more lawsuits or just some drama on the internet? Al?
Oh, boy. Miss Netta, let me tell you something now. I like you and Charles. We know this is Miss Netta, more Miss Netta than it is Charles. But I'm going to tell you right now, Tasha K is not somebody to play with, because that woman, she don't care about no lawsuit. She don't care about owing nobody no money. She has the ability to dig up all your life skeletons and sell them on the internet. So I would move lightly. Keep it cute now, Miss Netta. We just learned about you and Charles. We like your little story and everything. You know, we loved you sharing it here on TGIF first. But keep it cute, because Tasha does not play. Tasha K does not play.
Why go next? Or should Maddie go next? No, let me go ahead and get mine out the way. Let me go ahead and get my stance.
Yeah, get yours in there.
Let me get out the way. Yeah, I agree, Al. They are new on the scene, and you know, whether you like it or not, like, Tasha K is going to dig. And I don't think they've been around long enough to really kind of go up against that. And y'all kind of just got here, y'all. And of course, people are going to talk about your cosmetic surgery results. You put it on social media. Like, come on. Like, we're going to talk about it. And when it comes out, we're going to talk about it as well here. Like, that is normal. And I don't think you really know what comes along with celebrity. And maybe you're having a hard time, because this is part of it. Bloggers, TGIF, shows are going to talk about you. And that's just what it is. Maddie,
we know Maddie don't care.
I'm gonna make this quick.
Okay.
Ain't nobody scared of Deficit K. Nobody's scared of her. Nobody's trembling in their shoes about her. I have already read, wrote, and reread that whore from backwards and forwards. Okay. Now, I will honestly say this. I just moved my personal thing out of the way, and I don't want to dig too deep in her, because it'll last for this entire hour. Miss Netta and Charles, okay? You got to understand that you guys are public figures, and trolls like that who trying to pay bills going to definitely come and try to use you for clickbait and make money off of you. Sometimes you got to just let it roll off of you. That whore doesn't know you personally. You know, she don't know anything about you. It's if you've ever let that bitch come sit down in your house and eat food at your table, that's when you dig into that whore's throat. Because, you know, for me, as far as me and mine, I'm trying to keep my comments light on her, because I really don't want to go for 2 weeks on dragging and pulling her out, pulling her roots out by the little bit of hair that she do got. So just let it roll off your back, honey. Throw a little jab at her and keep on going. Don't get too invested in it, because that's how she makes her money.
Right.
But ain't nobody scared of no Deficit K. Definitely not me, because I'm ready anytime, anywhere, any place. I want the husband first.
Oh, my God, Maddie.
Ooh.
No. No. But Miss Netta and Charles, leave it alone.
Right.
You, like, let your celebrity marinate just a little bit more before you start beefing with, like, you know, us, her, other people. Leave it alone. You just
get mad. Gonna have no beef. We not gonna beef over here, but you definitely gonna have some pressure over there with a bitch that's trying to gather up the last little bit of coins that she do got. I'm waiting on them to come lock her ass up, because she's going to jail. I told y'all the last time y'all heard me talking about Tasha K, honey, that she was gonna be standing on the side of the road with a basket collecting rubles for those kids. Girl, let me ooh.
Maddie, okay. Callie Coates and her boyfriend were pulled over for a traffic stop. Now, while being searched, an officer improperly searched her, touching her buttocks and vagina, and it was caught on camera. Take a look.
You don't care about checking out, do you?
Yeah. Hey, hold on. Stop. Time out. Go back there.
So rude. Oh, my God.
Wow.
The city of Louisville, Kentucky, awarded Callie $50,000, and the officer has since resigned. $50,000. What y'all think about that? You think that's enough for pain and suffering? And should the officers face, should the officer face criminal charges? What do you think about this? That was, wasn't that a man searching her like that?
Yeah, that was a man. And listen, he was a rookie. He didn't even get a full year in. But let me tell you something. Isn't this the same police department that ran up in Breonna Taylor's house and killed her? This is Louisville Police Department, right? Yeah. I think all those officers need to be investigated and reviewed, and they need to possibly hire a whole new staff of Louisville Police Department officers. Now, the only thing I liked about this, and I think it's because of the body cam, is that the head officer who had the rookie with him stopped that man from doing an improper search. And he corrected him right on the spot and disciplined him right there. We have never seen that type of action from one white officer to another white officer as it relates to an African-American being involved in it. So I will applaud him for that. But for young lady right there, listen, you better call me, drop in my DM. I can turn you on to some lawyers. You can go to Lee Merritt. You can go to, Benjamin Crump. $50,000 is not enough based on the history of racism that has come out of that police department. Sweetheart, take that 50, but get some more.
Maddie, what do you think?
Well, I don't think that she should take the 50 because we don't know what is the clauses in her taking that 50.
True.
If she do take the 50,000, they True. Can probably say that, you know, we're no longer liable for anything else. And to back you up, Al, I do have to commend the other officer for stepping in and, you know, reprimanding him and stopping him from doing that. I think that these officers have to go through more evaluations than the normal to get these positions to be on these jobs. I've been groped like that. And I've been groped like that. I've also been stolen from the police. I've had so many awful run-ins with the police. That's why the other story, when the girl ran the police officer over, I was like, well, girl, don't you think some of them deserve to be run over a time or two? There's an example right there. And yes, he should be facing criminal charges.
That is sexual assault. I don't care if you have a badge on or not. The way some of these police officers have this obsession with Black genitalia and the way they disrespect and disregard. First of all, a woman should have been searching her. That's number one, especially in such intimate spaces. You're supposed to call a female officer over there to handle that. You don't just start digging in her ass like that. Secondly, what are you doing? You know, it's like, where's the humanity with these people nowadays? And third of all, it ain't even about police training anymore because they are just recruiting people that are just the bottom of the barrel. I understand a lot of people don't want to be police officers these days. It's not a thankful job. Like it's a thankless job at some point, and it is dangerous. But that don't mean you got to just hire every reject from high school, every reject that couldn't get into the military that you like, oh, here, come over here and be a cop. Here's a gun. Go ahead and have street justice. That's what's frustrating. It's like people, oh, training. No, you're hiring awful human beings.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of psychology tests that they have for certain positions, right? Where you have to go through intense testing to see what kind of personality they break down, the type of person you are, your personality. There's a test, scientific, right? Where was that? Because this is like a thing that just happens all the time now. You're just hiring anybody. And then you got people fingering people in the booty on the side of the road and then getting away with it. It's annoying. We have a comment here. Miss Dis here said, y'all tripping. He's in training and he probably didn't know. They were correct in letting him go and paying her out $50,000. This doesn't have to be about race. He did something unprofessional and dumb. Oh, really?
And training is different.
Let it be your rookie. Mama that gets touched like this.
Right. And training is different than rookie. Hello, let's be clear.
Yeah. I don't know. Janet DeBarge said, dang. He was all up in her tissy cat. Hell nah. All right. And someone said about the other cop stepping in. Candace Hood said, that's because he didn't want to get fired too, Al. LOL. Yeah. Well, people know there's cameras on him now, but I know he's going to probably have a lot of problems now that he spoke out against another police officer. And I would keep an eye on that cop because bad things happen to good cops, I tell.
Yep.
Just we know. True. All right. Coming up, we're covering the sad news about Kansas City and later K. Michelle tapped into the country scene. She's been doing her thing. We're going to get into it. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. Real quick, shout out to our soulmates in the chat that they notice every little thing about our show, including our commercials. And Maddie, what'd you ask during the break?
What is Turla? What in the hell is Turla? T-U-R-L-A-A-A, Turla. What's Turla?
They even are fans, well, of our commercials. Like, they are such dedicated soulmates to the show that we have a commercial where a dog's name is Turtle. And we didn't know before, right, Al? We were like, what is the Turtle thing? Because we don't see the commercials when we're in break. So the soulmates flood our chat with Turtles. And when we take the commercial off, they be looking for Turtle. And we play it too much, they be like, that's enough. They have this weird thing, which I don't know. It's a soulmate thing. So yeah, shout out to the soulmates keeping it popping.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Lisa Lopez Galvin, a Kansas City radio DJ and mother of two, has been confirmed dead as a result of the shooting during the Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Now, over 1 million people came out to celebrate the Chiefs Super Bowl win when multiple people were struck by bullets during the parade. What do you think it'll take to stop these senseless acts of killing? And why shoot when you're celebrating? Al, what do you think?
I know, Claudia, this is just really sad and it's really frustrating. Like, America, aren't you tired? White people, aren't you tired? Gun supporters, aren't you tired? Black community, aren't you tired? Aren't we tired of these useless deaths do around gun control and killing people for no reason and shooting people for no reason? This is history for this city and they should be celebrating and everybody in that city should be celebrating. But instead, we're now having to talk about the death of someone who was important to that community, someone who served that community. A mother is now taken because of gun violence. I am tired. So I know the rest of us have got to be tired. Soulmates, are you tired? Is anyone tired of this gun violence? Because enough is enough. The senseless life being taken because we are cowards in enforcing and having gun control laws. At least the basic gun control laws could help eliminate some of this stuff. What do you think?
Well, the right will never, ever, ever vote against guns because they are owned by the NRA. And too many of the politicians are getting huge checks and huge little money under the table to support and keep these laws very liberal and allow them to do what they want. There's no reason why we have more guns in America than people. And we have the highest number of gun casualties in the world, including the looked down upon as bougie Americans. Maddie, what do you think about this? This is during a parade?
I think that they should shift the concern. Hashtag shift the concern. They are so concerned about a drag queen and drag queens reading books. Guns are the number one killers. Drag queens are not. And it is sad that we are so focused on demonizing a group of people, you know, for being who they are. And the real killers is the guns. And as we can see, this is a celebration. This is why I don't go out on New Year's. I don't go out on the 4th of July. I don't go out on any of those times where there's celebrations or in public things, because I know people like to shoot in the air. And so I just don't do it because I know that it's a danger. It always has been.
We have a few comments from the soulmates. E. Harris said, the twisted part is people say they want common sense gun control, but keep voting MAGA politicians who don't care. And we have a couple of residents of Kansas City that actually chime in. I really want to get to their comments. Shantae says, Casey resident here, it was a sad day for us and the shooters are minors. And Kwame says, I'm from Kansas City. I love my city, but it's tough. Gathering with too many people is a no-go there. So people are really hurting from the city. And thank you for checking in, soulmates from Kansas City. We wish you the best in this difficult time. And we're sorry. We're sorry. Wow. But unfortunately, it's not going to be the last. It keeps on happening. All right. Comedian David Lucas apologized for his distasteful joke about George Floyd. During the joke, David Lucas said, I would have never kneeled on George Floyd's neck. I would have shot that bleep. Take a look at his apology.
My intention was to never cause harm to his family or make them revisit a moment that happened a few years ago. I'm a father, so I get it. I understand how his kids feel. I've spoken to his whole family, and we've came, to an understanding as to how to move forward from this. And just want to apologize to his kids and everybody who was close to him.
Oh, you know I'm jumping in first on this one. What in the coin is going on here? I expected to see a white man.
This I did too.
A black man that does not know the cultural relevancy and the historical context and how impactful this moment was for black America. You have got to be kidding me. And comedians, I get your job. It's a shock. I get your job is sometimes to offend and to get people thinking and talking. And you know what? Maybe stay away from something that is so painful to us. And it's so, it represented a time like the country was on fire. These police killings were happening like weekly, it felt like. And you are one of the main targets. You are a target of the police. This right. could be your black ass. And here you are making a joke with all the things happening in society that you can use for content. You had to choose this and then say, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was hurting the family. Yeah, I'm sure you had no idea that talking about you should have shot a guy that already was killed and snuffed out on television. I'm sure you didn't realize that that would be somehow painful to the family. That's why I never heard of you. Maddie, what do you think?
Who was he trying to make laugh telling George Floyd jokes? Was he trying to make white people laugh? Like, what was up with that? And he's canceled, of course. Not like if we never knew who you were, we know who you are now about this commentary, and we're not interested, and you're not funny. And to me, comedians, like you said, Claudia, read the room. The same things when you guys be making those disgusting trans jokes. Read the room.
Read the room.
I think, you know what, Maddie, he it wasn't about reading the room in this case. I think the comedians like this, especially because we've never heard him, we've never seen him on social before, we don't even know who this guy is, but he took this viral moment because he knew he was going to get this viral moment. You're not going to convince me 1 second that he didn't know the reference that he was making. Not 1 second. Black Lives Matter movement, all the years we went through that was because of this right here. You had to be dead or sleeping underneath a rock, or you can't even say you were in prison, because even prisoners have known everything about the significance of George Floyd. But let me tell you something, young man, you better be careful what you ask for. You wanted a viral moment. You wanted to be more well-known. You wanted to be significant in the comedy scene. Well, now you are. But now, to what extent is the question that I have for you? Are we gonna listen to you now because we wanna hear your jokes? As far as I'm concerned, hell no. I don't hear anything else coming out of his mouth. But one thing I will give him is that he did apologize and make it right with the family, but you need to make it right with a whole lot of other people before I start listening to your jokes again.
Sean Alexander said, come for the bitch ass cops, not the victims. Lame. And we have a few more comments. People are really feeling this. We are getting word that in fact, the club was filled with what? A bunch of white people.
That's what I said.
Sure did. What did they say? They said one of his friends was sitting in the audience just cracking up, just having a good old time laughing. Oprah Gates says, nah, you said what you said. Trying to be funny, stand on business. And Empire TV said, hell no, your job as a comedian is to make people laugh, not trigger folks. Bad move. And Blue Sophisticated said his audience was full of white people. Eric Cutie said his white friends down in the audience was cracking up.
That's why I said read the room.
Read it, and he was trying to shuck and jive.
He was trying to shuck and jive.
Well, I hope those white people are going to keep your pockets filled, because we ain't going to rock with you. We done with you. Actually, we never even started with you because I never heard of you.
Right.
Moving on. You'll never get airtime on this platform again. you won't. You won't. And yes, I'm a gatekeeper and a hater when it comes to people that will offend the black community such as that. So, grand opening, grand closing. All right. Speaking of people who need to apologize, Donald Glover is not here for the accusations about him having feelings of ill will towards black women. Many people believe Glover goes out of his way to display black women in a negative light. Several of his films, including his limited series Swarm, have sparked this narrative. Glover said the accusations hurt him and that this couldn't be farther from the truth. What are your thoughts on this, Al? What do you think?
I think two things could be true at one time, right? Danny Glover, you do make Black-specific content. You make Black music. You make Black art. You talk about Black women. And you do it to be consumed by Black people. But you are married to a white woman. So if we, as the black community, if we look at you sad eye because of what your brand is built on, based on what your life brand money supports, We have the right to do it. I mean, listen, I'm the product of a biracial, of a mixed race situation. Claudia is the product of a mixed race situation. And Maddie, we hear Maddie got a little Puerto Rican up in her too. So right. And she's the product of a mixed race situation. So you got to understand what that means. It's okay to be married to a white woman. We're not upset about that, but you cannot be mad if you create content, build a brand and make millions of dollars off of black people, black art, black music, black women, but married to a white woman. And we look at you side eye. That's it. Mm-hmm. We have the right to question it.
Maddie?
I agree with Al. I do. And I watched Swarm. And I know that it was loosely based off of the Beehive or something like that. But to be honest with you, when you are married to a white woman and then you depict black women in a certain way, it does give you, it does give a community a big
question mark. Right.
Let me see what's going on. Like, do you really like black women? Do you really like, are you really for the black girls? Why aren't you making content about your wife? What's going on here?
You can be married to a white woman, which unfortunately it does seem as like quite a lot of brothers that are successful that are choosing to have a white wife, but there are a lot of brothers that choose a black woman. Here's my thing, Danny Glover. You can be married to your white queen all you want. Of course, who are we to say anything about? That's your business. You also can make content about black women that portrays them in any way you see fit artistically, but you should, if you don't want our criticism, is to maybe give some balance, you know, maybe show, okay, you want to show this type of vibe, why don't you balance it with some positive, uplifting content about black women? Then we can't really come for you, be like, all right, he made this movie or he made this series Swarm, but he also made this. Then we won't have to side eye you, because when you're married to a white woman, then on top of that, you make this kind of content and we don't see the opposite. It's kind of hard to not look at you funny. It kind of makes you think, what are the conversations like when you're pillow talking? Because, you know, you talk to your mate the most about your work, right? Oh, right. Honey, I have this idea for a project. And she like, oh, my God, that's amazing. go ahead and attack Keisha. You know what I mean? Yeah, and make her like this and make her mad because, you know, those black girls are to me. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like that's the reality right. of it, right? Because you do sit at home and you right. talk to your mate about your projects. You bounce ideas off of her. And I find it very hard to believe that he did not bounce these ideas off of his wife. And she probably co-signed like, yeah, get them, babe. Get them, bitches.
Let me ask a question, though. This is what I want to know really quickly, Tia. Sorry. Let me ask this question. The big question for me is, can you be pro-black? Can you build your brand off of being pro-black and be 100% authentic in it and still be married to a white woman?
Ooh. Read the room. Read the room. Again, just like the comedian, read the room.
Right.
I think you can, with a side eye asterisk next to it. Because honestly, there are some white people that are pro-black that have been allies, right? We have to acknowledge that. And you can have a good soul and a spirit of, I want to help these people that I witnessed with my own eyes being oppressed. But if you're married to a white woman, that's one thing. But are you married to a white woman and shading black women? Then absolutely not.
That's another.
If you're married to a white woman and you check her and go, hold her, Becky, you ain't about to talk. I'm with you. Okay, you my wife, but I can't let you say that. Then you may have a lot of love for us. You know
what I'm saying? I think I got you.
But I am kind of tired of seeing, like, you know, someone in the comments said, why is it that every time we see these people that are, Lady T said, why is it that every time you see an actor or actress that's super pro-black, when you look it to the side, they always got somebody that's not black sharing their bed and having their kids, and I might add, sharing their wealth with them.
Oop.
You won't see me when I like my black kings. Okay. Keep it locked, because coming up next, K. Michelle gets into her country music scene and what she's been working on. And later, a gender reveal goes wrong. Oh, we still doing these things? We'll be right back. Ooh. Welcome back, soulmates. If you're in the chat on YouTube, go ahead and turn us on and one of the other 16 other platforms you can find us on. We're on Tubi. You can watch us on DirecTV and a whole plethora of other places. And we are broadcasting through just fine. And also make sure you catch the replay tomorrow. All right, Kay Michelle is tapping into the country scene. The singer recently announced her upcoming new album in an Instagram post and wrote, I still believe that God's got my back. Just writing and singing my life. Hope y'all enjoy this snippet from my new album. What do you guys think? What do you think about more Black artists entering the country space? And I might add, she's been doing this for a minute. She didn't just get on this after Beyonce. I want people to know this because I want to give Kay Michelle her flowers. She's been talking about this. Maddie, what do you think about this?
I love it. I actually listened to the snippet of it. And I like I said the other day when I was here, that her voice, her voice, the way she enunciates the lyrics, it just sounds so good to me. And I can't wait for this project to drop. I think that Kay Michelle is an underrated singer, and like she's been boxed into just R&B, and she's getting to the roots. And like Beyonce, she's reclaiming and a part of reclaiming our time as Black people and owning all of our genres of music.
That's right. Al, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, I tell you, she sound good to me. And I don't want the Beehive to like chew me a new a-hole, but I'm gonna tell you what, her song sound better than Beyonce's two songs. Well, not, I don't want to say better. Let's say definitely sound more country music oriented, the type of country music that I'm used to. I would have never, if I looked at this and didn't know it was Kay Michelle, listened to this and didn't know it was Kay Michelle, I would have never thought that this was a female artist transitioning from R&B to country. She did a phenomenal job from what I heard. Kay Michelle, keep going. This is hot.
Kay Michelle is extremely talented, and I think this turn in her career is going to take her to another level we never seen her on as far as her success musically. I really do. I really, really do. She's going to definitely stand out in that scene. All right, y'all. After Tyrese blasted his breakup all over the internet, it looks like he and Zelly were able to work it out. Oh, my God. I'm so happy. Oh, my God. Yay. Tyrese posted.
No.
Girl, she better than me. She
no,
is
I can't.
Strong Black. She a strong Black woman, or I don't know, girl. I don't know. I mean,
girl, we just said that he is an attention whore. We just said this. We talked about this story earlier, that he is an attention whore, that he used. This is his therapy. He wants to get us to love. Then he wants us to dislike. Then he wants to be, what more do you want from me? This is his emotional outlet right here.
Well, no,
Will somebody please go to the Brookstone gift shop or the store and just buy this man a journal so he could just write it in a journal and make it into a song, whatever store they have it, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, whatever. All right, Tyrese posted, apology tours with Leos are very, very real. If apologizing would have taken me another 2 weeks, I would have did it because you're worth it. I'm sorry, babe. Do you think Tyrese needs to keep his relationship issues private, or are you here for it? And we've gotten so many memes from Tyrese. We got the crying. We got so many from him. I almost forgot that he's an R&B singer. Al, what you think?
I think Justin Joyce, I need more money to keep talking about this man every week on this platform. I'm done. Stop. And you guys know I'm a sucker for Black love. You know I like Black love. But this love right here, I am not interested anymore. I know we have to talk about it because it's our job, but I can't. Can I get a raise if I keep talking about this? Claudia, anybody?
I'm actually with you on that, Al. Well, we stopped talking about Blueface.
Oh, yeah, we did stop talking about Blueface.
Let's not say his name more than twice because I think he'll reappear again. Maddie, what you think?
This is the key. I'm going to laugh every time. I'm going to be tuned in every single time. Tuned in every single time he posts, every single time. The memes that we have gotten from his life, we could sit there and we could do a text thread with his memes and just grab a whole conversation.
I'm just tired, Madison. Maddie, we tired. No, Maddie, no. You see, you guest hosting. No, Maddie, no. No, Madison. No, please.
Tyrese and Zelly, you know what? Maybe if a producer's watching this, I mean, I'm sure y'all don't want to work with me, but and likewise, maybe they just be a reality show, because then they would capitalize and cash in for this up and down. That works for reality, what they're doing. But for an A-list R&B star, because he really is a top tier R&B singer. I cannot take that away from him. He's a talented guy and a good actor. These antics, if you're going to just do this, why do it for Instagram? Do it for BET. Do it for VH1. Wow. Do it for
good
Bravo.
Good idea, Claudia. Huh? Good idea.
Make some money.
This is a key, honey. This is a key, Claudia. You can't don't act like that. You just don't make you fall out laughing, girl.
No,
oh, it does. And then listen, I've gotten messages that Tyrese has sent to mutual friends that basically tell me to shut the hell up talking about him. So I'm not. I haven't. I won't. If you.
Dang.
What you gonna do about it? All right. Coming up, our gender reveal goes wrong. Stay tuned. Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all, take a look at this gender reveal. That went all bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
See, they be doing too much with these gender reveals. Like, it's about to be like a gender reveal and like a funeral, like at the same time. I mean, this question doesn't even really have to be asked anymore, because the answer we all know. Do you think these gender reveals are getting out of hand? People have died in gender reveals. Al, what do you think?
Well, yeah, this particular gender reveal, allegedly a couple of the people there had to go get treated for third-degree burns. It's not worth it, guys. You don't have to be that creative where you're putting people who are celebrating the birth of a life and possibly taking one. We shouldn't be doing that at our gender reveals. Keep it simple. Keep it cute. We still gonna figure out if it's a boy or girl either way, so we don't have to blow up everybody in the process.
Mm-hmm. Maddie?
Well, you know, I don't know why they spend all that time and money on those gender reveals, honey, only for 18 or 20 years later, honey, the gender has changed.
But damn. Or could change.
We living in that time, child. But yes, this has to stop.
I never understood the big thing with this, but then again, I'm not a mother, but like, just, we gonna find out in like, what, a couple more weeks, a month or so, like, you wasted money putting people at harm and at risk. And it's a disappointment if you don't get what you want. I don't know. I'm not here for them. All right. A pastor on a WestJet flight got kicked off the plane for using the bathroom too many times. The woman in question, Joanna Chiu, claims that she wasn't feeling well before she got on the flight. This caused her to rush to the bathroom multiple times before the plane took off. Do you think she deserved to be kicked off for blowing up the bathroom, Maddie?
Well, did they kick her off in midair?
No, they didn't get to take off yet, Maddie. Oh. They were still on the tarmac.
Honestly, yeah, I think that she should have been escorted out. So she got her bowels together.
Absolutely, Claudia, because what if that plane had taken off and it got worse? And then she dehydrated, then she went into cardiac arrest or something crazy. I'm glad they got rid of her before the flight started, because they didn't want to have to revert or, you know, go to a different city to take the sick woman off. I think this was smart. And I would actually, this is one time I commend the airlines, because I would have been upset if you knew she was sick, was in a very bad situation, took off because you were, you know, trying to save money, or, you know, trying to stay on time, only for us to have to spend hours on the ground in another city trying to recuperate.
And honestly, if she was feeling that bad, she's probably low-key relieved herself, because who wants to be on a plane feeling like that? I mean, we've all probably been on a plane where our stomach wasn't feeling right, or we had, you know, pee a lot of times, or hungover. That is one of the worst experiences, to be stuck on a plane. So yeah, she probably, it worked out for everybody. All right, another couple who reunited after a breakup already is the new Tyrese and Zelly, and that's Larsa Pippen and Mark. They catching up, y'all. They catching up. Okay, I'm about sick of them too. The two were spotted out celebrating Valentine's Day together, After we just reported, like, what, 2 days ago on these people? Have you ever circled back to an ex and that quickly, Maddie? What you think?
Girl, it's the 99 times a day they was having sex. Mm. And she wasn't having it 99 times a day no more. So, you know, she had to get back in there and get that old thing back. Let's just keep it real. Some people have soul ties and then some people have sexual ties. I do believe that this right here is most definitely a sexual tie, because I've heard her talk about the sex that she likes to have 99 times a day.
She said the same thing about Pippin, though. So I don't know. I will say this, though. You know, we enjoyed the novelty of the two of them getting together, Michael Jordan's son, your relationship to Scottie Pippen, but now you're getting on our nerves. And I'm gonna tell you right now, it was cool in the beginning, it was cute, loved it, loved the talk, whatever, but now you're gonna get on our nerves. And the last thing you want, Miss Larsa, especially if you're on a reality television show, is that your Q rating goes down and that people are like, oh, we're no longer attached to your story and we don't like it. Because that is the quickest way to get your walking papers from Bravo.
You know, I never really believed that claim about, oh, I do it five times a day. I didn't believe it with Scottie Pippen and I don't believe it with Marcus. I think this is an attempt for a woman that's getting older. And I can relate because I'm even older than her, I think, to kind of keep people thinking how sexy this person must be. Cause you know, you got to start saying stuff like that, right? Like she's putting out a bat signal to other men in case like this don't go right. She can just say, you know, if you want to get it in a lot, like, you know, Larsa Pippen going to get
that.
I still
got it.
Yeah. That's what I kind of think it is. Cause like, why are you trying to force this down our throats so badly that you are just a sex kitten, right? You are the sex kitten that does it 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, as Maddie said, 99 times a day. I just think I just call cap on it. Like I said, I have had sex one time I did in my life, 7 times one night, and I needed to recover for a long time. And once I did it 9 times over the course of 2 days, and I was swollen, that thing hurt, and I didn't want nothing to touch me for a good 7 days after that. The fact that you sit here and let us think that you do it 5 times a day, either his penis is really small and you can barely make any friction, or you're lying. Ooh. There's really no other way around it.
Now, I have dated athletes, Claudia, and you dated athletes too, and I have athletes, and they can have sex when they're younger, 99 times a day.
Oh, and yeah, he can, but what about her vagina getting swollen and busted up is what I'm saying. That thing gets swollen.
See, I don't got one of those things. I just got the old thing.
Well, listen, I'm sure you don't have some swelling in your day.
You got what? Wait a minute, hold on. You got one thing?
I got the original plumbing job. You know. And it can't take 99 times a day.
What do you say? I shot my shot.
I got a whole shot. And now don't you get no ideas. I can't do it 99 times
a day. I shot my shot.
On that note, let me break this up real quick. I want to thank my co-hosts, Al Reynolds and T.S. Madison for having us. We had a fun show tonight.
Yeah,
thanks for watching us on YouTube. Make sure you check out the replay tomorrow, glitch-free on YouTube, and hit that comment section. Stay tuned for Paging Dr. Shanda, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a good night, y'all. Bye. Good show.
Have a good night, soulmates.